Okay, good morning, and thank you for coming. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis, and it deals about the topic of something called an apotropos. An apotropos is an administrator, and that is when you have yesomim, when there are orphans, so they don't have a father who can look out for them, and they are minors, they don't know how to look out for themselves. Sometimes the father before his death, or sometimes the court, on behalf of the father, appoints an administrator to look out for the financial welfare of the orphans and to make decisions on their behalf. So this is similar to the concept of Zachan la'adam shalo b'fanav, that, you know, when things are done for the benefit of somebody, it can be done even without his knowledge. And here it's to help out the orphans. The court appoints someone who then has the ability to acquire things for them, or sometimes even to sell things for them. So the Mishnah begins with an unusual apotropos. Yesomim shesamchu etzel balabayis. Yesomim, orphans, not that they had a father appoint somebody, but they happened to be relying on this person. He wasn't appointed, but they were relying on him, and he was taking care of them. Oh, shemina lehem avi an apotropos. Or a typical case of an apotropos, an administrator that was appointed by the father. So now we have the rule, like we've had other rulings of Tikkun HaOlam, Chayav La'aser Peros Sehen. We know that a person has grain or fruits. Before you eat it, you have to separate the tithes, Truma and Maaser, otherwise it's Tevel. So this apotropos has to separate the Maisros from the produce, and what he separates becomes Truma and Maaser, and the reason why he has to do it is to enable them to have something to eat. Otherwise they'll be eating treif. Apotropos Shemino Avi Yisomim. An apotropos, an administrator appointed by the father of the orphans, once they grow up, and now they no longer need his help, Yishava, he has to swear that he didn't steal anything of theirs. Minuhu Bezdin, if Bezdin appointed him, and now they've grown up, lo Yishava, he doesn't have to swear. Abashol, omer chiluf hadvarim, Abashol says the opposite. If Bezdin appointed him and they grow up, he has to swear once they grow up and take leave that he didn't misappropriate anything. But if the father appointed him, Abishol believes he doesn't have to swear. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said that two types of apotropos, an apotropos appointed by the father, or an apotropos just by convention, they're using him as the administrator, they're relying on him. The Bezdin or Hazal have instituted that since the apotropos has to take care of the orphans, he should separate the Trumos and Maasros, and what he separates does take effect as Trumos and Maasros to help them out, to make sure that they're eating kosher and that they're not eating things that haven't had the tithe separated from them. Asks the Gemara a question, can an apotropos really separate tithes, Trumos and Maasros, or Minu? I'll challenge you. We learned the Pasuk says about Truma, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem Truma Hashem, so too you should lift up the Truma of Hashem. So it says, Atem, you, Atem you velo shutfim. But a partner can't separate Chumas and Maisos on my behalf, even though he's my partner. But he has to let me know before he separates Chumas and Maisos from my half. Ata, and I have to agree to it. Atem, you should separate Chumas and Maisos, velo arisen, and not a sharecropper, cannot separate Chumas and Maisos for the portion of the owner of the field. Atem, you separate Chumas and Maisos, velo apotropin. Administrators can't. So how could the Mishnah say that administrators should separate Chumas and Maisos? There's a pasuk that they can't do it. Furthermore, below Torah Mishena Shalot, no person could go and separate Chumas and Maisos for somebody else's produce in that other person's field without that person's permission. Rav Chizda answered, Lo Kasha, there's really no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. When our Mishnah says that an administrator should separate Chumas and Maisros, it's because the orphans want to eat the food. Since they want to eat the food, if no one can't separate Chumas and Maisros, they're children. So if we don't have the administrator doing it for them, they're going to end up eating treif. So then to help them eat, the sages said that their produce belongs for the moment to the administrator. So he's separating from himself, you know, from what he owns, and then he gives it back to them. However, if the administrator is not trying to feed them, they have what to eat. They're putting away food to store away for 5 years. So now there's no immediate need of them having something to eat. So now the sages never transferred ownership of the produce to the administrator. And then you have the pasuk. You separate Chumas and Maisros, but not others, including not administrators. Kam lahaniach, and here it is, to put the produce away, to store it for later. Well, Tanya, we have a brisa which proves this distinction. The brisa says, "Haputrapin administrators, tarmanu maasro mahachil. They can separate chumos and maasros, and it would take effect if that's in order to feed the orphans with food. But not if they wanted to separate chumos and maasros in order to store away produce for later. Similarly, mochin lahem behema, avadim ushvachos, batim sadosukramin. An administrator can sell away, can sell off an animal, a slave, a female slave, houses, fields, and vineyards, lahachil, in order to monetize those assets, to have cash, to be able to feed the orphans. Avalo lahaniach, but not if the administrator just wants to, you know, put away the cash for later, because that you can't do. Furthermore, maybe, as Rashi says, this cash will be stolen. Or, it's just not a good idea to sell away real assets because it actually increases the honor of the deceased person. Look at it, the house he used to own and the field he used to own. But when the person doesn't have, you know, a collection of real property, just he has some cash, that doesn't look as respectful to that person. Another halacha in the Braisa about Napotrapos. Umochen lahem peros yenos shmanim uslasos. The administrator can sell away from the estate of the orphans grain and fruit, and wine and oil and fine flour, lahachil, in order to get cash, in order to feed them. Avalo lahaniach, but not if he's selling it away in order to have cash to store away for later. Another responsibility of an administrator. V'osan lahem lulavah rava, the sukkah of a tzitzis. The administrator should prepare for the orphans a lulav and an arava, a sukkah to sit in, and tzitzis to wear. V'chol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, and any mitzvah that has a set price to it, that's not going to get them involved in costs that might keep getting more and more and more. What does that include? Any mitzvah that has a set price, lasu ye shofar, to include spending money to buy them a shofar if they don't have a chance to hear shofar otherwise on Rosh Hashanah. The local lamb sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos. And the apotropos should purchase on their behalf a sefer Torah if they need it, tefillin and a mezuzah, the chol davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, and any mitzvah that has a set amount. Lasuyim megillah, to include buying for them a megillas Esther on Purim. The ain poskan aleim tzedakah, but the apotropos, the administrator who's responsible for all of their assets and helping them out, cannot go commit them to some tzedakah campaign because tzedakah is unlimited. There's always tzedakah campaigns, and if they start giving tzedakah, then you've put them into a situation where they have a cost that's unlimited. Nor can he go and use their money to go redeem captives. Nor any matter that has no end. He couldn't use their money to start paying for meals for a shiva, so because there are always people sitting shiva, and there always needs to be menachem to comfort mourners. Rashoyin Ladin. Now, an apotropos is not allowed to go to court and say, I represent the orphans, and I'm going to fight a court case on their behalf. Whether lachov, whether that court case is going to end up with a conviction and hurting their financial status, or liskos, or even to get money for them, v'nichse yisomim, from the possessions of the orphans. You want to ask, I don't understand, liskos, if the administrator is going and he's going to win the court case, why can't he do that? That's a benefit for them. Why can't he go fight for them in order to get for them another field or get for them some more money? Amaylo, why not? So the answer is like this. Ella, lachov, almanas, liskos. Even if he went in trying to help them out, to get for them a field, and in the end it was a conviction and they lost the field, the conviction is immediately vacated because they can claim this guy doesn't have the power to represent us to our detriment. Here, by him being in the court case, we ended up losing. So then we never were in the court case. He never had standing to represent us to our detriment. B'nichse Yisomen, in the property of the orphans.
Rabbi, was any administrative is either chosen by the father or by court?
Right? And the Mishnah had a third case where they themselves rely on him.
Okay, now, if it's elected by court. He has to give a report to the court.
Yeah.
On sure. whatever he's
yeah,
doing.
Of course. The activities yeah, and absolutely.
Everything. And in the meantime, if he goes to the same court and defend the kids and you know, lose or win something there.
If he wins, it could stand. But if he loses, it wouldn't stand. Because so who is he to lose for them? Yeah, who are you to lose for us?
So they should want to go to the court. Court.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
And lose.
That's right. That's right. He can go in to help them, but not to lose.
And the mother, if the mother is the one that dies last, she can appoint an administrator.
What's that?
If the mother dies, she can appoint an administrator, not just the father.
Can the mother appoint an administrator? I don't know. Here it said the father appoints.
But if the administrator was elected by the father, he still has to report to the court that his activities?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Another halach about administrators. An administrator, they can't sell, let's say, property, even though the property was rachok, the property that they want to sell was far, v'ligol b'karov, and they want to instead redeem what they're selling with a property that's close. So what's helping them? We're moving their, you know, holdings closer to where they are. They'll be able to check in on them more often. They can't sell a field that is ra'a, a field that's bad, v'ligol b'yafa, and instead turn that money into a nicer field. My time or why? Because you never know what field is better or worse. Dilma mishdafin, you know, maybe there was a certain mazel, a certain bracha in the field that was far. You move your business closer, and now suddenly there's going to be a windstorm or a flood, and this stuff is going to get ruined. So the apotropsin are not allowed to take risks that could end up hurting the orphans. In Aputrapin, and administrators are not allowed, Rishoy and Limkar Sados, to sell fields, Velika Chavadim, and to turn the proceeds into slaves. Because in general, that's always going down. That's worse. You always want to have things that are real, that last. You always want property. Avamok and Avadim, what they could do is they could sell slaves, Velokim Behen Sados, and turn that cash into fields. Because then you are, that's certainly a schus, that's certainly a step up for the orphans to have things that are more real. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af lo limkor avadim, the likach sados. They are not even allowed to sell slaves and use the proceeds to buy fields. My time, why? Dilma lo mishfayim. Perhaps buying a field is not going to work very well when you own a slave. So that's it, you've got a slave. No one can take him from you. But when you own a field, someone might claim it's not really it's not really yours, it belonged to my father. And then based on those claims, he might take away the field away from the people who purchased it. So buying a field may be putting the cash at greater risk. If the orphans inherited slaves, even though there's an administrator running all their business affairs, he cannot free the slaves because he doesn't own the slaves. He doesn't have the ability to give them freedom. And even if it's financially advantageous to free the slaves, let's say people, well, he can sell them, but if someone had given the slaves money and said, it's yours on condition that the master doesn't have it, and the slave says, well, I want to buy myself, the apotropos doesn't have the ability to free them because he doesn't own the slave. What they can do is they can sell them to others, and other people can then free them once they own them. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer, I say, if other people can free them, the slave can give his own value to the administrator, the yotze, and then he will go free. Because the apotropos is basically selling the slave to the slave. And apotropsin have to give an accounting with the orphans once the orphans grow up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he doesn't need to give an accounting. Einos and apotropin, Nashim Avanu Muktanim. Women who don't travel a lot for business, slaves, or minors cannot be appointed as an apotropos, as an administrator. They mean an avi yisomen, but if the father of the orphans appointed a woman, harishus biyad, or one of these others, harishus biyad, he has the power to do so. Now some stories about apotropos. Hahu apotropos, there was an administrator, Rabbi Meir, who was living in Rabbi Meir's neighborhood. He was selling land of the orphans, v'zavin avdin, with the proceeds, buying slaves. V'loshavke Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir did not allow him to keep doing this, because after all, we've just learned that you can't sell land to get slaves. You can sell slaves to get land. So, afvilei b'chalmei. So, in the dream, the Beis Din of heaven appeared to Rabbi Meir, and God said, Ani laharos v'atalivnos, I want this administrator to ruin the property of these kids. That's my plan. I've got my reasons. So I wanted him to sell the land and instead buy slaves. And now you want to keep them with the property that I didn't want them to get? And Rabbi Meir ignored the dream. Amari said, Divrei chalomos lo malim lo moridin. I don't care what God tells me in a dream. I have the halacha. The halacha says that I shouldn't allow an administrator to decrease the value of what the orphans own. So the dream told me I should. I'm ignoring it. Hanu Beitre, there were these two people, the Igribu Satan. The Satan used to sick them up to fight every Friday. Every Friday afternoon, they'd get into a huge dispute. So Igribu Rameir Lohasan, Rameir got to that place. Akvinu Tlasa Beishimsha da Avil Hushlama. He kept them back. He restrained them for 3 weeks, for 3 Friday afternoons, until he got them to have peace. Shame de Kamar, so you heard Satan say, Vai da Afkir Mela hu Gavra. Whoa, the Rabbi Meir has removed that person, the Satan, from that house. Mibese from his house. The power of Rabbi Meir. He got people to calm down and got rid of the Satan. Hahu Apotropos, there was an administrator. He was in the town of Rabbi Yeshua, but in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They were orphans, and there was an administrator running their business. He was selling off the land that their father had left them and buying oxen. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi didn't criticize him. He didn't say, hey, how are you selling away real estate to get movables? Apparently, Savalak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi agrees with Rabbi Yossi to tell him he lived in a braisa. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi used to say, Yamai lo karisi lishti ishti lishori shori. I never called my ox ox. I never called my wife wife. El lishti besi. I called my wife my house, because the wife runs the house. Ulishori sadi. And I called my ox field, because the ox is what makes the field work. So since Rabbi Yossi says the ox is the field, that means that the ox is very important for the field. So to sell real estate to get an ox is fair. It's good. You know, you're really maintaining the real estate. Hanu Yasmi, another story. There were these orphans, Davu Smichi Gabi Ahu Safta. They were relying on an old lady, an old grandmother, and she was the apotropos. Havaluhutu Rasa, they had an ox. Shakla Vizvinte Niele, she took it and sold it away on their behalf. So Asu Krovim Lakami to Rav Nachman, the relatives of the orphans came to Rav Nachman, and they had a complaint. Amule, they said to Rav Nachman, Maya Vidita de Zabna, why did she sell away their ox? Amulehu, so Rav Nachman said, Yisom Shasam Chleitzel Balabayistan. The Mishnah says you can have orphans relying on a householder, and that means that that man is the apotropos, and they're relying on him to be the administrator. He has the status of administrator. He could separate Shumas and Maisus on their behalf. And he's supposed to do it to help them out. He has the power to make decisions for them. So she also could sell the ox. So the relatives said, an apotropos can't do things that hurt the orphans. For Iker, this old lady went and sold the ox. And it was so clear to everyone that ox prices were going up. Meanwhile, the ox price has gone up. So Rav Nachman said, sorry. She sold it. She was allowed to. It went up in value, but already the buyer had bought it. So the buyer gets it. So the relatives said, but that's not so simple. Volonakiti dummy. What happened? We know that typically when you sell something, when you sell movables, let's say an animal, obviously you're going to get paid for the animal. And the buyer does something called a meshicha. He pulls the animal. And that act of pulling the animal makes it his, even before the money has changed hands typically. But they said in this case, volonakiti dummy, the orphans and the old grandmother on their behalf didn't get the money yet for the ox. They just had allowed the buyer to pull the ox. Amaluhu, Rav Nachman said, in Cain, if the cash hasn't yet been delivered, Haynu de Rav Chaniloi bar Ili Amar Shmuel. That's a great example of a principle that we're now going to see in a couple of places. The principle of Rav Chaniloi, the son of Rav Idi, who said in the name of Shmuel, Nichse Yisomim Areim Kehektish. The property of orphans, Chazal said, should be treated like the property of the temple. And therefore, just like the property of the temple, Velo Mikni Elo Bekaspa, the property of the temple only becomes somebody else's once he gives the cash. Pulling the property of the temple is not enough to make it yours. So to hear, this ox only became the property of the purchaser once the cash would be delivered. The cash hasn't yet been delivered. So now that the price of the ox has gone up, the orphans can pull the ox back because it hasn't yet left their ownership.
No forward sale.
Mm-hmm. Chamro de Rabbana Ukva, the purchase, the Yasma Mashrua. So the wine of Rabbana Ukva, the orphan, Mashrua, the people purchasing it, pulled the wine, but they hadn't yet delivered the cash. By the time that they pulled the barrel of wine, each barrel was barbar by 4 zuz for each barrel. But then, Vayikra v'kama shita shita. Then the prices of wine went up. Each barrel was worth 6 zuz. As l'kamen de Rav Nachman. So the apotropsin came to Rav Nachman. And they said, you know what? We want our barrels back. Because now they've gone up in value. Amalusi said, you're right. Hainad Rav Chaniloi bar Idi. That's exactly the lesson of Rav Chaniloi bar Idi. Tam Rav Chaniloi bar Idi. Nichsi yisom marim kehektesh. The property of the orphans is treated like hektesh property. V'lo miknu elo b'kaspa. And since the cash hasn't yet been delivered, really the ownership hasn't yet been transferred. Even though they're holding on to the barrel, they don't yet own it. And therefore, you can take the barrel back. Mashuch peri miyasmi. If somebody pulled fruits, in other words, he pulled the item from the orphan's possessions, but he hasn't yet paid the cash, Iker and the fruits go up in value. Hainad Rav Chaniloi bar Idi. Then we have the rule of Rav Chaniloi bar Idi that we've just had now 2 times. Now it's the 3rd time. Since the cash wasn't delivered, it doesn't yet belong to the purchaser and the seller can take it back now that it went up in value. So what happens if it goes down in value? So then we say, now the buyer wants to get rid of it and the seller doesn't want to take it back because it went down in value. So now we say the other way. Hektesh is not going to lose out because it's hektesh. Lo yehei koach het yod chaber me hektesh. You can't imagine that, you know, secular powers, namely of acquiring something through Mashiach, is going to be more powerful than hektesh that acquires things through cash. In other words, when hektesh acquires through cash, that's only if it's for the benefit of hektesh to acquire through cash. But if it would be for the benefit of hektesh to only acquire through Mashiach, Hektish would already acquire through Meshicha. The same is with the orphans. Whatever way, they end up winning. So now if it's for their benefit that it's gone because the price has gone down, it's gone from them already because that person pulled it.
So these orphans are always in a win-win situation.
Orphans are win-win.
This is like you should almost take this and put this in your will, just like this. This is like...
Always win-win.
This is like a will.
We're always going to help out the orphans.
And your children will be taken care of.
That's it. Now some stories. Amshichuluhu peri liasmi. Let's say it was the other way. The administrators, they pulled fruit for the orphans. Iker, now it went up in value. So now the seller wants the fruit back. He says, well, I never sold it yet. Nope, now we say it was already sold. We say that to help the orphans, Just like a secular person acquires through Mashiach, Hektish can acquire through Mashiach. They've already acquired Zol. But if the administrator pulled for them and the prices went down, Savar Minei, so then they thought to say, Hainad Reb Chaniloi bar Idi. This is now the lesson of Reb Chaniloi bar Idi. That it would be for their benefit to say that they didn't acquire it yet because cash hasn't yet been paid. So maybe they didn't acquire it. They should be able to return it. Samaluhu Rav Sheshes, Bred Rav Idi, Rav Sheshes, the son of Rav Idi, said to them, in a note, Harah, he did who? That would not be fair to say to orphans who are buying things that they don't yet own it because they haven't yet paid the cash. Sometimes they're going to need produce. If they're only going to acquire it once they deliver cash, no one's going to want to give it to them because maybe it's going to go down in value. So therefore, we're not going to say that's the rule. Next case, Yahavi Yasmi Zuzia Peri. Let's say orphans paid cash for fruits. And Zol, and the fruits went down in value. So now let's say, Lo Yehei Koach Hedyot, Chomer Min Hektish. The same way if in a secular business deal, if you only paid cash and things went down in value, we're going to say, you don't own it yet. So to in Hektish, if you pay cash and it goes down in value, you don't own it yet because you haven't done the Mashiach, you haven't pulled it. So the same should be for the orphans. Iker, if it went up in value. Savar Minay, they thought to say, Hanad Reb Chani Loi Bar Idi. This is now the lesson of Reb Chani Loi Bar Idi. They've acquired it with the cash. Amalur Rav Sheshem Rei Rav Idi. Rav Sheshem Rei Rav Idi said, no, Harah Hiludu. That would be to their detriment. The Hasulam Emeluhu, because if a person acquires produce without actually taking physical possession, sellers will say, oh, thank you for the cash. And then the next day when they say to them, okay, give me my fruit, your fruit got burned. You know, the storehouse burned down. So therefore, Chazal wanted people to say, to make sure that they actually get that which they bought, and therefore it's only theirs once they took physical possessions. Let's say buyers gave the orphans money for produce, but the buyers didn't yet pull the produce. Iker, and the produce went up in value. The orphans want to cancel the deal. They can do so. Just like in a secular deal, it's not completed until the person pulled it. So to hear, it's not completed until he pulled it because it's for my benefit that it not be completed. But if the buyers had paid cash and not yet pulled, and Zol, and the prices have gone down, Savrmina, the students thought, Hainad Reb Chani Loi Bar Idi. That's the lesson of Reb Chani Loi Bar Idi, that since the orphans are like Hekdesh, so now that they've paid, the buyers have paid, that's it, they can't get the produce back. No. That would be an injustice. That would be bad for the orphans. Because sometimes orphans will want cash because they want to sell their produce. And no one's going to be willing to give them cash until they actually get the produce delivered. Therefore, we're not going to say this rule of Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi in this case. Rav Ashi said, I and Rav Kahana signed as witnesses on a bill of sale that was written by the mother of Zeira, the orphan. Ima de Zeira was an orphan. The Mazbana Ara Lakraga, who had sold Zeira's land to pay his head tax, lo achrazata, without first making a proclamation, putting out a public disclosure for 30 days that his land was being sold. Tami Nahardai, and the students of Nahardai used to say, Lekraga, if you need to sell land to get money for a head tax, Ulmazoni, or you need to sell land to get food for a widow, Lekvura, or you need to sell land to get the burial expenses, because these are, we're under great time pressure to get the money right away, we can sell the land without a proclamation. Amram Tzaba Aputrapa di Asmahava. Amram the dyer was an administrator of the Asomim's property. Asu Krovim Lakamadir Rav Nachman. Relatives came before Rav Nachman. Amule, they said to him, Kalavish Umachase Miyasmin. He is, putting clothing on from the money of the Asomim. Amulehus, Rav Nachman said, Kihechid L'shtaman Mili. I'm only doing it so that I look like a distinguished lawyer, and people will pay more attention to me, and I'll be able to help out the orphans. Then the relative said, "Kachal v'shasim yidu." He's eating and drinking from the food of the orphans. The lo amud, and he's not so wealthy to be able to afford such delicacies. Emer mitzia ashkach. So Rav Nachman responded, "Well, maybe he found a lost object, and he's supporting himself with this lost object." And it's not a proof that he's dipping into the wealth of the orphans. Iva kamavsi, but they said, but he's causing their property to be lost. Amalahus, Rav Nachman said, Aisuli. Sahadi the mafsid. Bring me witnesses that he's damaging the property. Vasalkinu, and I'll fire him. Dam Rav Huna chaver mishmei derav. Rav Huna, our friend, said in the name of Rav, Aputrapas the mafsid misalkinu. If an administrator is ruining the orphan's property, we fire him. Did we learned? Aputrapas the mafsid. If an administrator is ruining property, Rav Huna merav misalkinu. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, we fire him. Debei Rav Shila Amri lo misalkinu. From the yeshiva of Rav Shila, they said we don't fire him, but v'hilchasa is misalkina lei, we do fire him. Then the Mishnah says, Aputrapas sheminu avi yisomim yishava. The aputrapas appointed by the father has to swear once the orphans grow up that he didn't take any of their property. My time, why does he have to swear? So the Gemara explains, ilav d'islei ha'namine, if not for the fact that the aputrapas is getting benefit from the father, he would never have agreed to serve as the administrator for the children. And the fact that he has to swear that he didn't take anything is not going to prevent him because he has a business relationship with this man. So therefore, let's have him take the shvua to make sure he doesn't take anything from them.
The mother of the orphans have no say during all these transactions?
Apparently not.
None.
Minu bezdin lo yishava. If the court appointed him, he doesn't have to swear. And that was an argument. So the Gemara explains, because if it was appointed by the court, he's just doing a favor for the court. And if he has to swear, people don't like swearing, he might not carry on with this job. The opposite, if he's appointed by Beis Din, he swears. If he's appointed by the father, not. My time, why? Minu Beis Din Yishava. Why, if he's appointed by the Beis Din, does he have to swear? Because Vahiya not the Kanafik Ale Kala Dinish Mehemnahu, Tasamach Ale Bedina, he's enjoying the fact that people are going to say he's a very credible man. Look, Beis Din relies on him. Therefore, Mishum Shvua Losi Limnui, if we make him take an oath, he's not going to avoid taking on this job. However, Minu Avi Yisom Lo Yishava, but if he was appointed to Abashol, if he was appointed by the father, he should not swear. Milsub Amhu Davi La Adad, he was just doing a favor to the father had done favors for him. If we're going to say that he has to swear, Asilim Nui is going to avoid taking on this responsibility. Am Rav Hanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel, Halacha Ka Abba Shol, Halacha is like this opinion of Abba Shol. Tanya lived in a Brisa, Rebbez Ben Yaakov, Omer, Rebbez Ben Yaakov was of the opinion, Zevze Yishava, both the administrator appointed by Beis Din and the administrator appointed by a father have to swear at the end of the term that they didn't embezzle anything. Halacha Kedvar, Halacha is like Abba Shol. Tani Rav Tachlifi Bar Ma'arava, Kamed Rav Avo, Rav Tachlifi of the West, taught in front of Rav Avo. Aputrapas Shemino Avi Yisomim Yishava, and Aputrapas appointed by the father of the orphans has to swear. Ipneshu no say Sachar, because he gets money for that job, and since he gets money, he's not going to avoid it because he has to swear. Amarle, he gets paid. Amarle, Rav Avo, such Rav Tachlifa. At Isis Kaba Vachaylutle, did you bring a kav and measure out, money for him? In other words, people, they can't get paid. You know, they don't get paid. Ela Amos, rather you should say, Mipnei Shehu Kino Se Sachar. It's like he is getting payment. In other words, since the orphan's father had benefited from him, since the orphan's father had helped him, he's now helping out that person by helping out the orphans, and therefore it's considered like a business deal, and since it's like a business deal, he won't refuse the appointment even if he is made to swear. Thank you. Kaddish Drabanan.